Hey everybody, it's your host Rob Marchand of Hunting Out Loud, and here it is, October 30th. We're in the middle of it now, y'all, so gotta be hunting. I mean, you gotta use your sick days, you gotta use your vacation days, you have to be in the woods hunting. And since we started this podcast, we've been talking strategies and tactics, and we've heard from so many guests, so many great guests. I've made so many, you know, awesome friends just doing this podcast. And some people that I've known and just started talking to again. And I've got close to some friends, and it's just been a great thing. And you know what? That's what being an outdoorsman, outdoors woman. I don't know if I need to say outdoors woman. It's both the same. Hunter's a hunter. We don't need hunters. We're all hunters, men and women. That's the way it is. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it was when I was young. We all met up at the cabin. We was cleaning our guns. And we was talking, telling stories. I was listening to the older guys tell their bullcrap stories. And getting all pumped up and excited to go gun hunting. And that's how I got started. And that camaraderie. That's what was fun, you know, everybody coming in for lunch and telling their stories of what they seen, what they didn't see, what the deer's doing, what they think the deer's going to be doing. You know, it's a science. We all have our own little methods of hunting, and we all have our different tactics, and we all have different goals, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And my goals, personally, change from year to year, depending on what type of calibers, bucks I have to hunt, the time I have to hunt, what's going on in my life. I may be high as a kite, and I may be low as it gets, and that all plays a factor. And a lot of times, it's just a struggle, you know, to get outdoors with all the life stuff that goes on, but here I am. I'm still hunting. Of course, you just seen I tagged out in the hall, and you know, I'll tell you a little bit what went on there, and we've been trying to explain since we started this podcast, like I say, what we use, our tactics to killing deer as the season goes along. You've heard over and over about the early season, but I will tell you, I'm not much on come down here and doing podcasts on my own, but said I have a full week vacation, TV's not working, heck with it, come down here and podcast. But timing is probably the biggest thing, is, and it comes with experience. And I'll tell you, you know, you can listen to this podcast, or you can listen to Hunting Public or Stand Pods, whoever you like to follow, and you will pick up things. But Experience is where it's at. Getting outdoors as much as possible. You have to understand what the deer are doing, when they're doing it, why they're doing it, why are they doing it at this time, and when they're going to do it again next year. It's experience. Right now, why are you hunting? You're hunting to kill a big buck. But what are the big bucks doing right now? What are all the bucks doing? What are the deer doing right now, October 30th? Now, don't just take it from the guy on social media that says they're doing this. And I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of hunters that you watch on TV that I don't know if they're reading it out of book or what, but don't be misled. It's best to just experience for yourself. And when you see things happen, don't think it's a fluke. It's happening for a reason. You have these trail cams. Everybody has a trail cam now. You're checking your trail cams. What are these deer doing? What's the date they're doing it? What's the time they're doing it? What days are they showing up? They're going to do it again next year. Now, we had talked about my tactics where I killed that buck yesterday on October 29th. And we talked about that earlier. And what I had done right there is I set up downwind of these scrapes. And the reason it's blew up with scrapes is because it's a big, I'd call it acorn flat, just a bunch of white oaks, and there was a lot of acorns falling, and when that's happening, I know there's going to be a lot of does in there. Well, them bucks know. They know that, they know the land a lot better than we do, so they know there's going to be a lot of does in there. Does are going to be feeding. What are they going to do? They come through there. They scrape all around there. That's how they communicate. That's how they communicate with these does. So they scrape all over the place. The sign's visible. You can see it. And then they come in and they'll win that acorn flat. All those white oaks. That white oak grove or whatever you might want to call it. And where I killed this up in Ohio, it's flatter land. I usually a lot different tactics down here in the hilly country. Have you probably heard with some of my guests? So, and what that buck done is he was coming in downwind, and you know, I was right on the edge with the wind with that guy. Now I'll tell you, it was tight, and I thought for sure he's gonna get me, to be honest with you. But he's winning that, and he's gonna come in about 80 yards downwind of that scrape, and just like Colin and I had explained, kind of what Jerry and I had explained on some of those videos, that's what he did, you know. And that comes from experience. This comes from years of me screwing up, messing up, getting right over top, right into the acorn flats, right on top of the scrapes, you know, where I was seeing the sign, seeing all the sign. I was getting right on top of it, and then, of course, I was getting winded. Now that buck took his sweet old time coming in. He'd walk 15 yards. He'd stop, throw his nose up. He'd win. He'd look for 10 minutes. He'd walk another 15 yards, and he just kept doing it, you know, until finally, luckily, I got a shot. He was probably 5 foot. He was going to win me. 5 more foot the wrong way, I was toast. I'd been hunting today and not podcasting probably. But let's get back to the timing. What's going on right now? Well, just as I was saying, it's October 30th. I killed them on the 29th. Okay. You hear bucks are seeking. They're up cruising, the buck parade, whatever you want to call it. They're looking for those does. I mean, they want to check out every doe. There's a doe in heat somewhere. And they want to find them. Okay. Do you understand that? Now, that's not going to last long. So, this is when all the bucks are on their feet. You should see them on your trail cam pics. All of a sudden, you're seeing daylight pics. Now you're seeing daylight pics. There's a lot of bucks falling right now. So, that's what's going on. Now what's going to happen next? You've heard us tell over and over. It's going to be the lockdown. What is the lockdown? Understand the deer. Y'all need to understand the deer. Understand these bucks. What are they doing? Why are they doing it? When are they doing it? Okay? Understand that. Think about it. Everything they do is for a reason. We get up, we get dressed, we go to work. We come home. So understand what they're doing. All they're doing every day is surviving. That's what they're good at. That's what they do. But they're out there. They exist. Understand. And they're all doing the same thing at the same time. Okay? So figure that out, and it comes with experience. Don't get down on yourself if you don't kill a buck this year. Don't kill a big buck or whatever. Just stay at it. You will figure it out every time you see a deer. So, now, after the seeking phase, what's going on now, in the area I'm in, it'll be from now to around the November 4th, and normally, they'll lock down. How do I know this? Experience. Running trail cams there for many years. And I can go back and look at all those pics from them trail cams and look on these scrapes and see when the bigger bucks start showing up from around the, you know, and it could trickle around the October 27th through around November 4th, 5th. And then normally it's a lockdown. Lockdown, about all the does are in heat at that time. So all the bucks are invited to the party. That's your heaviest time for breeding. That's when they're all breeding and having a good time, and they don't need to be up on their feet doing anything because everyone has a girlfriend and they're in the bedroom. All right, they ain't coming out in the living room to mingle and talk to nobody. That's just pretty much the best way to explain it. Now, when they get done with that, now the does that are left that didn't get bred, that's the ones all these bucks are frantically chasing, the peak, I guess, and they're running wild. Now things get a little hectic, and it gets random, okay? This is somewhere in the middle of November, depending on where you're at. You can take probably 5 days before November 15th, 5 days after November 15th. And weather is king, always. Colder weather, the more visible the rut will be, okay? So you've heard that before. Alright, now, this is a time that I'm just, okay, there's those places that you've always seen does and you've never seen bucks. There's does everywhere. Heavily used paths, okay? A path that you use that you would never think a buck would be on earlier in the season. But now, you're getting non-core bucks a lot of times. They could be up miles away from their home turf, so they're not familiar with a lot of the areas they're in. They're searching these heavily used paths and places like that, putting their nose on the ground, trying to pick up some scent of a hot doe because time's running out and they're going to have to wait another year. I'd be running wild too if I had to wait a year. So, just understand that. But right now you have to be in the woods. Just get in the woods, you know, set yourself up, put yourself near the sign right now, somewhere near the sign, skirt it, just like them big bucks skirt it. Okay? Get that wind right, but hunt. Don't get discouraged. Just hunt. Pay attention to your trail cams. You're going to learn more from them trail cams probably than anything if you pay attention to them. All the pictures, good bucks you see this year, and I hope you have trail cams on your scrapes, even if you're not hunting on them, but all the pictures you get, save those of those bucks. Okay, next year, around September, I want you to look at those pictures and the dates and the times and see when those bucks are showing up in daylight. Now you're going to be thinking, alright, last year these bucks are showing up from the 27th to the 1st of November. Now, Kyle and I went to a place today, and in that place, it's usually somewhere around the 22nd through the 26th that we start seeing them in the daylight. So it's a little earlier than where I hunt and where I killed my buck in Ohio. So it can change. It'll vary just a little bit. But every farm that you hunt, every place that you hunt, pay attention to the trail cam pics. You'll learn a lot from them. Daylight pics, most important, okay? And then we get into the post rut, and we'll talk about that on down the line. By then, y'all's going to be bored, burn out, wore out. But stay after it if you haven't filled your tags. The best hunting is here. It's right on top of us. Get in the woods. I'm telling you, you'll kill you a big one. Well, this new furnace is about to kick off, so you'll be able to hear it, I'm sure. So, you know, did you all see, I don't know, for you all that follow the page, that Jim Shockey, he sung that song there. I thought that was really good. Well, Jim Shockey kind of had a little Johnny Cash from kicking that leg. I don't think he's much of a dancer. But he done real good, had a lot of fun, and that's a guy right there that I feel represents the hunting industry in the right way. He's doing it fun, you know. And he's just a good guy, I think, it's my opinion. I know I bash some of them guys, but, you know, that's easy to do when you're sitting down here. And they get on my nerves, and sometimes I don't have much of a filter. That's just the way it is. So, you know, I just love hunting, and when I was up there, you know, when you're in the woods, you think a lot. I know I do. I'm sure you guys do the same. And it's just when I took that buck, and as this season's unfolded, and just keeping up with all you all on social media, friendships, like I said, that I've made through this podcast, and chatting with y'all, and texting, and phone calls. Man, it's just so much fun. And the new friends, Jake Corn Gable, I think. I hope I'm not butchering your name, Jake. I'm up here in Ohio. We done an episode with him, and he had texted me the day before I killed my buck, and he said, "Robbie, tomorrow's gonna be a great day. This wind's gonna die down, and it's gonna be calm." And he said, "I think you're gonna have a good chance." Well, sure enough, I took my buck around 9:30. I turned 9:30 in the morning, and then having my family there to help me drag it out. Are you kidding me? You know, my grandpa, and like I said, I was gonna save it, just post it, but I'm not doing anything this evening, so I'm podcasting, so I can remember grandpa when I was 6 years old, you know, as I said in that post, packed me across the creek, 6 years old, and he said, "Robbie," he said, "one of these days you're gonna have to pack me across this creek." When you think about that, I'm 44. And me and him just dragged that big old buck out. Another big old buck. Whoa, how many memories. And think about it, that's why we hunt. And us as human beings, I guess it's just our nature to make a bigger deal out of things than what it is. And we have to complicate it with numbers. Numbers just drives us all crazy. No matter what you do in life, numbers just makes everything a pain in the ass, doesn't it? And it just does. So, you know, I'll tell you, when I seen that buck, and he was a big bodied buck, what would he score? I don't know, probably mid 140s, I would say. Maybe he had enough trash, possibly 150s. I think he was a little light on his main beams, but numbers, right? Well, I could give shit less about the numbers when I seen him up there, and I've been lucky to kill some nice bucks. And I seen him up there, I seen that big old pot belly, and just that big old heavy buck. And I seen that rack shaking around. I said, "I'm shooting this deer. I don't give a crap." And I already know there's some bigger in there. But I was tickled. I was excited. I was pumped, and I was having fun. I wasn't scoring that deer. I wasn't taking a second look at him. I wasn't thinking, you know, if I hold out, there might be a 190. And you know what? If I was getting consistent pictures of a 180 or 190, you know, I may have passed that deer, because you only get so many opportunities at bucks like that. And if you're on one, you know, it's probably wise to wait, because you might not ever get a chance to hunt one like that again. So nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, I was pumped. I probably killed, I don't know, several deer as big or bigger than him for sure. And I was just as excited, had just as much emotion, just as tore up with him creeping down to me as any buck I've killed. I sure was excited. And when I seen that arrow blow through there, I'm pretty sure I heart shot him. You know, all the memories of being with Grandpa and my family, and being a 6 year old kid down there in the cabin listening to hunting stories, and then it all just comes back. I'll tell you, if you're a hunter, you've always probably been a hunter. And you think about what you've went through in life, all the life struggles and all the changes in life. There's a lot of change, man, from the time you're a kid to teenager to young adult to an adult. Whew, a lot of ups and a lot of downs, a lot of good and a lot of bad, a lot of change, huh? But you know the one consistent thing, I guess, that keeps us all sane is getting outdoors. No matter how low I've been in my life, I've always thought, "I gotta get through this, cause deer season's coming." Ain't that something? That's bad, ain't it? Deer season's coming, I gotta be right. I gotta have my mind right. I gotta kill me a big old buck, you know. And that's how much I love it. It's my passion. It's what I love. And I just tell you, I really enjoy living through all y'all. I'm not able to go out west right yet. I'm gonna try. But I can live through all y'all that's hunting out west in Kansas and Montana and and all of them places, and some of y'all's mule deer hunting, and you elk hunters, and mountain goat hunters, and just all you hunters all over the place, you all that go to Africa, just, you know, I don't know if I'd go to Africa or not. I enjoy keeping up with you all. It's real. I get to see your posts and all the emotion when there was a woman on there the other day that had killed a big mule deer, and I mean, she's just so good. That raw emotion is just so real. Just loved it. I mean, she was just so excited and so humble and just so nice and so sweet and so thankful about that mule deer. Leslie or something, I think was her name. Just super. Oh, man. Doesn't get any better than that. I felt like I was her best friend. I've never talked to her. Never met her. Watching a lot of y'all drop deer, and I'm watching a lot of y'all struggle this season, but I know you're going to get a big buck. I know you're going to get something. And when you do, man, I'm going to be sitting here, I'm going to be all pumped up watching that post, looking at that post, reading that post, watching whatever video you might share. It's great. It's awesome. To my hunting buddies, you know, a lot of people's clean house here in this area. Cody had killed his biggest buck. Collies and killed a big mature buck, just on and on down the line. Traps, I just keep going. And Nathan killed his buck he's been out for, after for years. Just on and on. And I'm going to take Gregory, my son, this weekend. And Bobby, my stepson. I'm going to take him gun hunting here in Kentucky. And Jerry, he's been working a lot, but I know he's going to get him one. John Workman busted one. I can't even name all y'all. Nick Basil, he's going to be going to Kansas. David French going to Kansas. I'm going to live through you all. I'm done for this season. I thought about going to West Virginia, but I'm done. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to take care of some things here at the house. And I'm going to keep up with the rest of y'all. Bo DeLong, he had donated some of his minerals, wildlife attractant. We're going to do another giveaway with that. So be ready. I'll be asking some questions. We'll go live. I'll ask some questions. So let's just get back to our roots. Remember why we hunt and all that. Stick together, man. It's going to take all of us to keep it going, you know. You see how the world is today. Sheesh. Division. Let's divide, divide, divide. You know what the old saying is, united we stand, divided we fall. I believe that. And that's what they want. They just want to divide. It's racist this, racist that. And they pit us against each other, and that's awful because there's only two types of people. There's good people and there's bad people. Sometimes I'm good and sometimes I'm bad. But I try to learn from my mistakes and move forward, and that's all any of us can do. So, man. Deer season's over for me, y'all. Living through you, so stick with it. Keep up with these deer. You know, experience. You're going to be a better hunter every time you step in the woods. But pay attention to what's going on, why it's going on. Remember, deer's hungry. Right now, deer's horny. Them bucks are. I mean, not to be nasty, but it's just the truth. That's the game. Love's in the air. So think about it. If you're looking for a doe, what are you going to do? How are you going to do it? Where are those does? Get to point A to point B. If you're in the hilly country, you can find you a saddle. You can find you a funnel. You can find a wagon wheel a little easier than what you can in the flatland. You can find that if you're down in the hilly country. Just get on your topos. There's nothing to it. You can go back and look at a video that Kyle and I had made. There's nothing to it. Anybody can do it. Anyone out there can kill a big buck. But don't keep repeating the same old thing. It's not working. You got to stay up with these deer. They change constantly. They're changing what they're doing constantly. Early season, food, 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 right? Okay? It's always food. Bedding the food. Bedding the food. Get in between. Keep the wind right. It's that simple. Now it's thinking about does. They're up on their feet moving. All right? Heck with those rubs right now. The rub deal, yeah, that's great to see it. Don't even worry about it unless you know they're there. They're looking for does right now, okay? Where's the does? Find the does. The bucks are going to bust through there. They're looking for a hot doe right now. You gotta be there. You gotta be in the tree. Just hunt. Then they're gonna get a little crazy. Gonna be running everywhere. I mean, it's hard to say where they might be. So, just be in the woods. There was other things I want to talk about, but I just forgot. So, thank my grandpa for getting me into hunting. And I remember why I started hunting. We'll keep this thing going, all of us together. We'll keep it rolling. We'll start talking about predator hunting here in December, because we'll all be burnt out here for long, for a couple months. And then we'll be planning again for next season. Good luck to y'all. Send your pics. Post your pics on the page. If you're not friends of the page, give us a like. Keep up with us, because we want to keep up with you. Rob and Sean, Hunting That Loud, we'll talk at you later. Big buck down, baby.